Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Partingen, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, audio CDAT, indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 24 was a good week for ATXDR, which gained 0.9% with a closing price over 7,000 points. News came from Palfinger, Chroma Pharma, Valneva, Andritz, Kapsch Trafficom, Vienna Airport, OMV, Do & Co, Marinomed and Lansing. The company announced a fully underwritten capital increase. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 24. Monday, Palfinger, the global market leader for innovative crane and lifting solutions, celebrated the opening of its new North American headquarters, which features a state-of-the-art facility with an integrated demonstration and training center. The opening underscores Palfinger's strategic goal to become number one in the North American lifting industry, strategically positioned for its centrally coordinated market, first-class sales and service training center, attractive labor market and excellent international accessibility. Palfinger's new regional headquarters in Schaumburg, Iowa paves the way for the world market leader to thrive in North America. Being a dominant player in the region since 1989, the world's leading provider of innovative crane and lifting solutions is now setting out to become number one in North America. By establishing a new headquarters in Illinois, Palfinger is combining its European technologies focusing on product quality and sales and service training expertise with a strong North American footprint. Palfinger, weekly performance, 0.87%. Tuesday, Chroma Pharma, registered sign, an Austrian-based global player in the minimally invasive aesthetics market, announced today that in June the first patient will be enrolled in the clinical trial 1 for the approval of its hyaluronic acid dermal filler Princess, registered sign volume plus lidocaine 2 in China. The randomized, multi-center, evaluator blinded, parallel group, active controlled phase 3 trial 1 is being led by Lansau Biotechnique Development with the intention to confirm the efficacy and safety of Princess, registered sign, volume plus lidocaine in respect of midfacial volume insufficiency and or midfacial profile deficient participants. The trial is organized and executed by the clinical research organization Beijing World Clinical Research Biotechnology Development. The plan is to enroll 15 clinical centers and approximately 600 patients targeting midfacial augmentation. Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, announces that the company's pivotal phase 3 data for its single-shot chikungunya vaccine candidate, VLA-1553, have been published in The Lancet, the world's leading peer-reviewed medical journal. Juan Carlos Jaramillo, chief medical officer of Valneva, said, "This publication in The Lancet underlines the strength of VLA-1553's scientific approach and is consistent with the quality of our pivotal phase 3 study. We are pleased that more detailed results on our single-shot chikungunya vaccine candidate are now available to the scientific and broader public health communities." Valneva, weekly performance, 12.27%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has installed a new spunlace pilot line at its center of competence in Montbonnet, France. It allows customers and partners to conduct trials for producing nonwovens from recycled and or natural fibers such as hemp, flax, and cotton. The new pilot line features optimized web forming and entanglement for smooth processing of sensitive and irregular fibers. The innovative card setup is designed to protect and maintain the quality of the fibers while achieving outstanding productivity rates. Andritz, weekly performance, -2.71%. Wednesday, Kapsch Trafficom was able to increase revenues in the financial year 2022-23 by 7% from to €553 million. Strong growth in the Americas, North, Central and South America, and Asia-Pacific regions was the main contributor to this increase. Although CAPS Trafficom was able to significantly reduce its cost base in the past years, the EBIT of €8 million was nevertheless 31% below the previous year's figure of €11 million. This was caused in particular by rising costs for components, inflation-related higher wages and salaries, as well as negative margin adjustments in existing customer projects. The cost base, which has been restructured and reduced in recent years, was unable to compensate for this. CAPS Trafficom, weekly performance, 0.00%. Vienna Airport, the upward trend is continuing at Vienna Airport. Total passenger volume of the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Kosice Airport rose by 28.2% year-on-year to 3,469,536 travelers, whereas the figure of 2,725 travelers at Vienna Airport comprised an increase of 27.8% compared to May 2022. Accordingly, passenger volumes of the Flughafenwien Group and Vienna Airport in March 2023 equaled 96.6% and 93.9% respectively of the pre-crisis level of May 2019, and thus only slightly less than in the year before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, 2.54%. OMV, Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV announced the acquisition of a 6.5% stake in Canadian privately owned EVER Technologies Inc. for the amount of €34 million. EVER is the leading closed-loop geothermal energy solution developer worldwide. In addition, OMV and EVER have entered into a commercial agreement to pursue large-scale deployments of EVER Loop DM technology in Europe and beyond. OMV, weekly performance, 1.44%. Thursday, Marinomed Biotech AG announced the introduction of a new Kyragilose eye drop product, MIM-1001-3, expanding the range of the marketed Kyragilose OTC portfolio. The product has a valid certification under the Medical Device Directive, MDD, and is currently being prepared for marketing. The introduction of Kyragilose eye drops is a logical addition to our current OTC portfolio. This asset has an upright certification and is ready for partnering and marketing, thus will be generating revenues in the near to medium term, explains Andreas Grassauer, CEO of Marinomed. The product is intended to provide relief for dry eyes. Kyragilose has excellent moisturizing properties and an outstanding safety profile. In addition, Kyragilose is well known for its virus-blocking effectiveness, with a first partnership for the eye drops already in place. A market launch in Austria is targeted for the first half of 2024. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, -6.68%. D'Anzio, business year 2022-2023 is by far the strongest in terms of revenue in D'Anzio's history, with revenue of €1,419.35 MPY, €705.20 million. The catering company has doubled its revenue compared to the previous year. The EBITDA of the D'Anzio Group amounts to €143.33 million, PY, €96.34 million. Consolidated earnings before interest and tax, EBIT, of the D'Anzio Group amounted to €85.71 million, €43.31 million higher than in the previous year. Net result tripled in business year 2022-2023 to €33.64 million, PY, €11.00 million. Due to high demand in all its divisions, D'Anzio faced the challenge of acquiring new employees in all business divisions. D'Anzio is proud to have hired above 3,000 new employees in the business year under review, each of whom has their own unique personality and a passion for hospitality, the company stated. D'Anzio, weekly performance, 11.35%. Friday, Lenzing. The management board of Fibers Group Lenzing has decided to launch a fully underwritten capital increase to raise gross proceeds of approximately €400 million. The proceeds of the offering will be used to strengthen the company's balance sheet and liquidity position and provide additional flexibility with respect to the company's financing strategy, as well as support its strategic roadmap. The capital increase gives us the leeway to take advantage of the gradual recovery of the market for Lenzing, increase efficiencies and support the execution of our corporate strategy, better growth to drive sustainable, cash-generating, profitable growth, states Stefan Seeloff, Chief Executive Officer of Lenzing Group. Lenzing, weekly performance, -4.00%. And now bye-bye from Allison
and Christian. We wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks in English.